So I'm here in Tharsis with Jonas Buchel, and we're talking about various subjects today. It would be typically described as things like urban renewal and so on, but I imagine you're keen to get away from those sorts of labels. What exactly is happening here today?
Actually, what is happening today is the outcome in Tharsis of a very short intervention, very, very short intervention. So we came here as Tharsis and the new project here since April, the co-working space called Skuola Sesi, which actually is not only a co-working space, turns more and more in its reality of existence in a community center also, which is, from our perspective, very positive. We took up this as the Urban Institute from Riga, and we are like joining in an international project with 10 partners from 7 countries. We were like picking up Skuola Sesi and saying like Tharsis in its urban understanding and also good governance in this city, which differs certainly completely from many other cities in Latvia, tries kind of an experiment with this Skuola Sesi, and we were ready to say this is enough interesting, and Tharsis in its development is enough interesting and also challenged to bring it in this international project, which is called New Ideas for Old Buildings. The title says actually everything, it's exactly that, but we are focusing on small and medium-sized cities. So once said that, it's clear when you deal with a small city, it's not like, as you said earlier, it's not like just the urban renewal, which would be maybe a subject in Riga or in a big city, because there you have to sectorize a little bit what you are talking about, because very often it's too complex and too difficult to make it on a very broad scale. Here, in a small town, there is the opportunity to actually get much faster to results, much more activity is possible. So what we have done yesterday, we have been mapping the territory in the old town. We have been together with the planning department, prepared all of this earlier, and the development department, specifically with Martin and with Evia, both working in one of the respective departments. And then we were like yesterday together with our international guests. We're going out. All of them are like architects, planners, cultural activists, artists, economists, municipal representatives, quite many of them. And we were like going out and with 3 groups, 3 different territories, analyzing them, mapping, analyzing, and then coming back with ideas. We're not talking about that we have solutions, mm-hmm. but ideas for a possible strategic development of how to deal with abandoned plots and buildings in this town. With this, if it would be realized one day, Tharsis would be the first town in Latvia coming up with such a strategy. And obviously there is a certain interest in the municipality existing to do so.
And it's interesting that we have people here from Slovenia. They've been talking about experiences in Serbia and Germany, and the fact that, you know, a small town in Germany is actually a pretty big town as far as Latvia is concerned. How much can you learn from this network? I mean, are surprises coming up? Are you able to transfer information from here to, I don't know, Oberhausen, wherever it
was? Yes. I mean, for example, the German representatives, this is really interesting, maybe the most developed country in this group in terms of municipal action, good governance, transparency and communication and so on, was exactly the ones who were like sitting there, leaning back, looking on yesterday on our colleagues here from the municipality and saying like, we have never met such a relaxed, open-minded attitude with municipal workers. Yeah? So they were really like impressed by this, yeah? And they've fallen in love with this small town. I mean, it's hard not to fall in love with Tharsis. I mean, this is for everybody kind of a burden even. Yeah, I mean, you can't like ignore it. But the point is that that I think that we are exchanging so many, really, like all of us, knowledge points where we have the opportunity to see, for example, just last week was in Belgrade the biggest urban development picket in the last 10 years. And this is our partner organization who organized 25,000 people running on the street and screaming, this is our town, right to the city. So, I mean, sure, we have learned something from them, definitely. And I think the small town approach, this is the smallest town, Ajdovščina, the lead partner, actually, from Slovenia. It's a border town between Italy and Slovenia. It's probably even smaller than Tharsis. They are like having already a strategy. So a small town in an also transition society, okay, Slovenia is quite developed, but anyhow, it's a transition society, and they have come up with, in their peripheric situation, they are on the border, with the strategic thinking and policy, top down, reaching out to the community. So yeah, sure, we can learn then from there, and they can learn here about this relatively relaxed approach.